The Burt Show.
When No Doubt stopped by Atlanta, we had a chance to sit down and talk with him. The thing we didn't realize before the interview is Gwen Stefani has just a bit of a potty mouth.
So when do you guys get in Atlanta?
What time do we get in, Tony?
In 4 o'clock in the morning.
Man, it was late.
That's early.
Early.
Damn. Where did you fly in from? Was there another festival before this?
Yeah, we did a festival in Nashville last night. Actually, Garbage was there as well.
Oh, yeah?
And then we just drove in. Four hours later, we were in bed.
Which one of these bands at these festivals will you just not miss? You have to see. Because we saw you up there on stage when Garbage was playing, and you looked like you were loving it.
I love Garbage. I love Shirley. The girl is hot, you know. And we've actually been friends for years, and we email each other, and we have so much in common, and you know, she's just a cool chick.
So. Let's get a chat room. Is there like a rock and roll chat room that you guys get in together?
It's very exclusive.
Is it?
There's only a few of us in there.
I want the password.
Do you guys read, like, when stuff's on the internet and stuff like that about yourselves, do you guys ever go on and log in and read your own stuff, like message boards?
Yeah, I go through waves of where I'll totally go in there and I'll be kind of addicted to it. And then people really piss me off. They're really no. No, they just basically... They like to go in there and complain a lot, and sometimes I think that it bums us out.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? There is obviously some amazing kids in there and all that stuff, but...
you know that it's the rest of the guys in the band that are actually posting on there, right?
Yeah.
You know
sometimes
that.
It is a bummer. I mean, we are only human beings, and it does suck to be criticized, and, you know, I just like to go in and read the good stuff.
Do you have a pretty thin skin about that stuff, or do you just let it roll?
It's pretty thick at this point.
It's pretty thick, yeah. But, I mean... It kind of deters me from wanting to go in there and chat. I used to go in there all the time and just talk, and then no one would believe it was me.
Right.
And then I'd be really pissed off and storm out. You guys, you know.
What do you guys? How often do you guys respond to what people post on there about you?
You know, Tom Dumont, our guitar player, he's really actively involved in posting all the time. We have a question and answer thing on there, and he goes in and answers all the questions. And you know, when I got sick, I wrote and posted sorry to everybody that I got sick, but it's all your fault anyway, so.
So, f*** you.
Right. I saw on your website today that somebody's been, like, counterfeiting backstage passes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of scary because you never know who could be back there.
Right, well, look at us.
Yeah,
we're not really with the radio station. Are these festivals fun for y'all?
It is really fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Definitely the best part is being able to watch all the other bands play, you know?
Right.
It's good.
It's challenging, too, because you know that everyone's not there for you, so you kind of have to win people over. We've been doing that for years, so we like doing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's in our blood.
I have a line to say that you're probably the biggest band here this year at Music Midtown. I think you probably are what everybody wants to come see and are sticking around for.
Tony?
So, I don't know if we're the biggest band.
Wow.
I think we're the biggest drinking band.
When did you guys realize that you were a big band?
You know what? I think the big turning point for this band was that we were always a live band for 9 years. And then we got on the radio. Just a Girl got on the local station, and it was like, oh my God, we are on the radio. Before that, we were a live band. We had a really huge, like, cult following for years, and people always came to the show. We were always successful in that way, but then we would play our single, and it was totally different because you had something to really connect with the audience to. It's really, really cool.
Have you guys watched your own Behind the Music?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, but after you watch it like 20 times, it's unbearable. You kind of got to stop.
I bet. Is it all true? You're like, that? I did not see that.
I'm pretty much over that.
Yeah.
I think it turned out pretty all right, you know, considering it's like, you know, 15 years of our lives squeezed into 40 minutes. It's pretty good.
So as time goes on, as you do more things, like when you went to Jamaica to cut this album and stuff, they come to you again and say, we need to add a little more to your Behind the Music?
They just did the Deeper show. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
VH1 did the show called Deeper, and it kind of captures us in the moment. And it's when we were on tour with U2. So they got to see us, like, really just hanging out and partying and just, you know, kind of in the moment kind of thing. It was a good follow-up to Behind the Music.
How does the whole thing work where they tell you, you know, when somebody asks you to go on tour with them, like you two, how does that whole process work? Because I imagine it's like Bono calling you up and going, hey, I got an idea. Why don't you open for us?
Bono did call me up, though.
Did he really?
Yeah. He called me up to sing on his benefit record for the AIDS charity he did, What's Going On.
Mm-hmm. And were you doing the same thing to him that they were doing to you in the chat rooms? No, this is not Bono.
No, it was pretty crazy. It was really exciting because we were actually in London and we were mixing our album, and he called us at the studio and, hey, well, what are you doing tonight? We're going out. He's like, okay, we'll meet you over there. And we seriously went to a bar and got trashed, like just trashed together. It was, he had to leave. Like he left and he was really pissed at us the next day because he got so wasted. And we didn't, I didn't mean to. I just wanted to be polite and keep filling the drink for him. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was like, he's Irish, you know?
He's supposed to be drinking.
Yep.
He should be able to hold his liquor.
I don't know if you've heard the rumors, but people say you're pretty hot. And guys are freaks. So what has a guy done in an attempt to get close to Gwen Stefani?
Honestly, never get picked up on or have guys coming.
I think you're pretty well protected on the road.
Yeah. Does it bother you with like when you see women with the I Love Gavin shirts on? That must be weird.
I think it's great. You know, I mean, everybody wants to be loved, and he's hot as hell, and he deserves for every girl to want him because he's hot.
God, those are words my wife will never say.
He performed yesterday. You're performing today. Do you guys get to watch each other?
No, I haven't seen him in like months and months. I saw him at Easter for 2 days, and then he surprised me yesterday and he said, "Get your hotel room quick." And that's all he said. And I came off stage and we drove and he was there. He stayed, yeah. And then he flew out this morning. So I got to see him for a few hours last night.
Did you guys do it? Just kidding.
That's funny.
So
we're not married yet, dude.
I understand.
Engaged.
That's Gwen Stefani. She's a role model.
So how does that, if you're not seeing each other for months, how often do y'all talk?
We talk every day.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
You just haven't seen him in months.
Yeah, I just haven't seen him because we're both on tour the whole time. But 7 days and I get to see him again. We're going to Europe, so.
Oh, fun.
I'm excited.
Nice.
Do you get to enjoy any of Atlanta while you're here, or is it get in, get out?
Today is get in, get out, basically, huh? We enjoyed the Ritz-Carlton a little bit, and now we're here. So we're going to be going tonight right after the show.
Have a great show.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
The Bird Show.